everyone. It is a beautiful fall day here in Southern Illinois. Welcome to Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people who society has placed limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. For those who don't know, the caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms into the butterfly. And if that's not difficult enough, it then has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly. While none of that is easy, neither is busting through those limits that society places upon a person. And I have an amazing group of people today, and I am so excited to share them with you and all the wonderful things that they are doing. As you can see down on the bottom, it's asking you to leave a hashtag live or a hashtag replay, depending on when you're watching, and then let us know where you're from as well. So without further ado, Nicole Way from Central High School, the FLS program. Tell us about that. Tell us who you are and tell us who's with you today.
Okay, so my name is Nicole Way. I am the FLS teacher. So the FLS program stands for the Functional Life Skills Program. We started it 6 years ago, I believe, here at Central. We had this kind of bubble of students that all needed more services, more life skills practice than what we were typically doing here at Central. So we started the FLS program to better serve those students. So today I'm going to have each of the students in the current FLS class. They're going to be joining us one at a time to answer some questions that you have for us, Shelley, and to better explain what we do here at Central.
Awesome. And so who do you have with you today?
This is Jacob Whipples.
Hi, Jacob. Nice to meet you.
So Jacob is 19 years old. No, 20.
I'm 20. Sorry, man.
Jacob is 20 years old. He lives in Carlisle, and he's just a really awesome young man. He's been with us since the beginning of the FLS program.
Okay, so you just told me that he lives in Carlisle, but the program is in Breeze. So how does that work that he gets to come to Central?
He, although he has a Carlisle address, he does live in the Breeze Central School District.
Oh, okay. So
you kind of where the lines kind of overlap.
Yeah, so one of those like...
On the east side where you're on the new road, that's where the other district is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yep. Gotcha. So you kind of live out in the country then, because that's where the lines kind of blur all together.
Yeah. So and when you're on Winnie Road, heading towards Stuytown Road, that's out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Jacob, tell me about the whole audience, about the FLS program.
Well, I am a senior plus, a.k.a. a 16th grader at Central High School. I have been in FLS for 6.5 years ago. We do a lot of fun things. We went to Sky Zone, Chick-fil-A, Kroger's, Greenville University, Springfield, Illinois, Queens Flumberware, and the St. Louis City Museum. In FLS, we learn a lot of things we really need to know as adults. I'm learning job skills by working at the County Lines Coffee House. I also learn about counting money, making change, time, read recipes, cook food, budget, and order food. I think FLS is outstanding for people with disabilities.
That was an excellent answer. Thank you. So out of all of those places that you mentioned Chick-fil-A, Springfield, the City Museum, Greenville University, and I know you mentioned a couple of other ones. What has been your favorite place to visit?
I'm going to say Springfield, Illinois, and Kroger's and Chick-fil-A.
And how come those are your favorite?
Because Chick-fil-A and Kroger's is a part of life eating.
And he likes to go out to eat.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
Springfield, Illinois, mm-hmm. is completely far away from this area, around the counties around the area, mm-hmm. on the Missouri side, up the Missouri side and the Illinois side. But I thought the Illinois side had Springfield, but mm-hmm. no, it's in Saginaw County.
It is in Saginaw County, right?
I thought Saginaw County.
What did we do whenever we went to Springfield? Do you remember?
We went to see Senator Plummer.
Mm-hmm. We did go talk to Senator Plummer. So I think another one of our students is going to talk to us a little bit about that. But that was a really exciting field trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we also got to see Charlie Meyer too.
We did.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so that's all. We've spent a lot of time last school year learning about self-advocacy and being a part of the political process and advocating for a smoother transition from high school services to adult services. Because students like Jacob, he's going to be aging out. Next year is his last school year. And we have two students aging out this year. And, you know, these kids have put forth just so much hard work, and so have their parents a lot of them have been going to school since they were three or even had early intervention services. So they've been working so hard for all this time. And then for services to just stop before they get picked up on the PUNS, with the PUNS list is just really upsetting and difficult for us to accept. So we're advocating for a change there.
That's awesome. And I'm so impressed that you are doing that and teaching the students to do that, because I was in special education for close to 30 years, over 30 years, actually. And I never knew anyone to actually get called on that PUNS list. Mm-hmm. So the fact that because you're all in a rural community, there just aren't the opportunities. And so, I'm glad that, you know, you're building something like Common Grounds to provide opportunities, that we have the Red Porch and we have other activities, but there's still not enough.
Right.
And so I'm really, really proud of your program for doing that. And for anybody who may be watching who doesn't know, can you explain what it's called what when you said he'll age out and you have a couple students aging out already? Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So in the state of Illinois last year, I don't remember the House bill, but the law changed to allow students with disabilities to stay in their public school, high school program until the end of the school year when they turn 22. They were leaving this high school the day before their 21st birthday. The day before the 22nd birthday, sorry, thank you. And so they, that was really difficult. We did have a few students that it was just real random. For example, one student that I'm thinking of, she turned, it was the day before her 22nd birthday in the middle of November. There was no pomp and circumstance to it. There was no, I don't know, I just felt really bad for her that just on a random Tuesday was her last day of school. She went around and said goodbye to all of her teachers. And it just was not the way that I would want any student to wrap up their years of hard work. So I was really, really happy. And I know my students and their parents were also really happy that the state of Illinois changed the law to allow them to stay at the high school through the end of the school year when they turn 22. It just is going to allow for a much more natural transition and to kind of have that finality to their education rather than just a random day and out the door.
Yeah.
You're good, man.
So, Jacob, is there anything that you would like to tell anyone about your program and you specifically and how great you're doing in life right now?
Well, I can get mad easily, but because because I sometimes might not like follow rules. And
is that something you're working on?
I'm trying to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Why is that important for adult living?
Because I need to be able to, I know what I have to do to make good choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've worked a lot on like coping.
Yeah, coping.
Uh-huh. And what are some coping skills that you've learned?
Well, by excusing myself, because sometimes I don't really want to excuse myself. I just like to just really think it's funny. Like, but I always have to go to the bathroom if I feel like I need to fart.
But so, what are some coping skills that you've used?
Excusing myself.
Okay, so sometimes you get asked to take a break.
Take a break.
Sometimes you work on deep breathing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else?
Using some of my coping strategies.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, we work on everything from time management and counting money and taking orders to things like what Jacob was just describing, which is working on coping skills and social skills and interpersonal relationships and all of those things. Because, you know, we in FLS, we like to work on all aspects of adult life, not just focusing on academics. Academics are obviously important and a big part of what we do, but we need to address the whole person.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jacob, before I let you go, Miss Wei told me that you recently got something that you had to probably take a test for and maybe do some driving for. What was that?
The driving test. I got my driver's license.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yep.
How does that make you feel to have your driver's license?
Proud.
Proud. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a few people who have said hello, but unfortunately, because of the format I use, it's only telling me Facebook user because they haven't, the person, I guess, hasn't given them permission to use their name and profile. But so we do have some people watching from Southern Illinois and from Breeze. So hopefully one of those is your family, and I'm sure that they are watching. So Jacob, thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Who are they that are saying hi?
She doesn't know what their names are because she can't see the name.
Here we go. Here's one.
Oh. Who's that?
My mom.
Yeah, she just posted that. So that's awesome. And yeah, we have some others who are saying they love it. And here's the Breeze. That's great when you were talking about the things that you were doing. Here's another one from Southern Illinois. So yeah, we've got some great people. And mom says, hi, Jake. All right.
Good job, buddy.
Who are we going to have next, Miss Wei?
Let me look at my list. We are ready for Renee.
Yep, right, Jake? For Renee Tobin.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I'll see you in a few minutes. Okay, bud?
Bye, Jacob. Thank you.
Bye, my mom.
Renee, you want to come on over here? Do you remember her? Who is that?
Hi, Renee.
Who is that? Can you say hi?
Hi, Renee.
She's been so excited to see you.
I know. I was telling people, I was telling my daughter and my husband, I said, I get to interview Renee this afternoon. I'm so excited. I was just curious how she was going to respond seeing my face. So
she seems pretty excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So introduce the rest of the world to the wonderful Renee.
Okay. So this is Renee Tolley. Renee, how old are you? Can you use your device and tell us? How old are you? Hold on. Her device is giving her some issues.
Of course.
Of course. I know. Let's go to. Is she's focused on the podcast. So anyway, so Renee is, she is 21 years old, and she is from Aviston, Illinois. Renee has also been with us since the beginning of the FLS program. She has been working on independent skills, on vocational skills. Renee's goal is to, when she graduates, she's going to be aging out this year as well. And her goal is to work at Community Link, which is one of our local service providers for adults with disabilities. She is interested in working in the community or volunteering.
Awesome. So Renee, can you tell about working in the community? What do you do at the Carlisle Christian Church?
What do you do at CCC? Here, but Renee was reading it in the background, and then one of our paraprofessionals was helping Renee read that. But Renee, those were the things that Renee wanted to tell you about what she does at CCC.
That's awesome. So can you share a little bit about her communication device? Because I don't think I've really had anyone who's had one before.
Okay. So Renee was born with a cleft lip and palate, and she has a chromosomal abnormality and an intellectual disability. So Renee can vocalize, but it's very difficult for people who are not familiar with her, or even people who've known her for a long time, to understand exactly what she's trying to say. So Renee, can we show Mrs. Kino the front of your communication device? What does it look like?
Can you turn it around, Renee?
So I don't know if you can see that, but she uses a Toby SnapCore is the software on here. But this is just it's a Google, like a kind of like an iPad, the Google device. And Renee uses this to basically communicate. She can answer. She answers personal information questions. She can tell us about how she feels. It is something that she got it during the pandemic. So she's only had it for a year and a half. So we're still working on using it for in-depth conversations, but she can certainly use it to get her basic needs met.
Wonderful. So again, I don't know who this is, but they are saying hi to all three of us. So hello to the Facebook user who said those things.
You think that was Maddie? Oh, she wants to talk to you about Maddie.
Oh, what do you want to tell me? Do you miss Maddie? Yeah. Have you seen Maddie lately?
Maddie?
Yeah. Who else do you remember from our time together? Do you remember Dylan?
Dylan. Dylan, do you remember anybody else whenever you were with Miss Kino? Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie was your best friend, wasn't she?
And then she ended up coming here for a year before the pandemic. So that was awesome that they kind of got to reconnect.
Yeah, they were such big buddies.
Yeah.
So let's see, what else could we ask you, Renee? I'm just so happy to see you, and your smile just lightens up my day so much. How are your sisters?
They're good. Do you want to turn around on your device? How are your sisters doing? Why is it acting up? I don't know why it's doing that.
Is it not wanting to work?
Of course. Her device, we've been having some issues. Here you go. How are you feeling about? How are your sisters? Or do you want to tell her how you're feeling? How are you feeling right now?
I am so excited.
I'm so excited. I bet you are. You are so excited.
Renee, I just remembered something that you did over the summer. Did you go see Luke Bryan? Oh boy, you have loved him for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell Miss Kino who was at Central High School today? Do you remember? Drew Baldridge was at Central School today.
What?
Yeah, we had a surprise pep rally for another student here for Ray Tunyas, and the Channel 4 News was here with the surprise squad, and they are did a lot of really cool things, and Drew Baldridge was here. So Renee was in heaven.
I bet. Yes. Renee loves to dance, for anyone who doesn't know that about her. And I don't know if we'll have time or even if I'll be allowed to share, but I saw your pictures from Chance to Dance and videos of her dancing. So if there's some time, I don't want to take away from having each of your students on. So if we have some time at the end, I may pull that up.
Awesome.
All right. All Renee, right. It's time to go. I need to meet somebody else.
What do you say? Bye. Bye. Good to see you. All right, Renee, who are you going to get?
Next is you going to get Oscar?
Yep. Hey, Oscar, come on in.
Hello.
So, Oscar, this is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Oscar. Nice to meet you. So, Miss Wade, tell us about Oscar.
Sure. So, Oscar is 17 years old. He is from Breeze. Oscar, do you want to tell them what your disability is?
My disability is intellectual disability.
Yep. Oscar has an intellectual disability. He is a really creative young man. He likes to draw. He is really into, he likes to play video games. He recently joined a new group that we started here at Central, the Special Olympics Unified Sports eSports. Yeah, it's really cool. So it's, we have, depending upon the game, we have either equal numbers of peers without disabilities as peers with disabilities, or whenever we play Rocket League, there are two people with a disability and one non-disabled peer. So it's just a really awesome opportunity for our students with disabilities to interact with their non-disabled peers in a really, just a really fun way that they don't get to do during the school day. So Oscar is participating in that. And Oscar's goals after graduation he's interested in working at a grocery store, either as a stocker or possibly a butcher.
Oh, all right. Well, we have some butcher shops around the area, so that could definitely happen.
Right.
Awesome. Oscar, it's very nice to meet you. I understand that your class goes into the community weekly. Can you tell us a little bit about those things that you do?
We go to Walmart on Thursdays to shop for groceries before we cook at CCC.
So we shop, so we cook at CCC at the church just because they have a giant kitchen. We cook every week on Thursdays, and the students read a recipe. Then make their shopping list, then go to Walmart to purchase those items. They have to shop for in small groups, but they pretty much do that on their own. And then we go to CCC and they follow the recipe to make whatever it is that we're cooking for that week. Mm-hmm. What do you do on
Wednesdays and Thursdays?
Yep.
We do the Special Olympics eSports Games.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Things that we've done.
We went to the Magic House and the City Pool a bunch of times. in the summer. Sky Zone and a lot of other places.
So in the summer, we've been really fortunate to have the support of our school board and administration to have what we refer to as summer camp. So we meet on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for 6 weeks in the summer, and basically just get to continue what we do on a daily basis during the school year. We just found that a lot of our students don't have the ability to either stay at home by themselves or interact with their with their peers during the summer because they don't drive. Most of them don't drive. So the summer camp has given us the ability to just stay connected, to stay engaged, and do a lot of just those fun activities that we normally don't get to do during the school year, like go swimming, and part of our goals here are to expose the students to real life leisure activities that they can do for the rest of their life, We were working with some students. Well, of course, we do some lessons related to, for example, swimming. We talked about water safety. We talked about wearing sunscreen, why all those things are important. And some of these guys, like Oscar, were working on perfecting their swimming skills. And he's a pretty good swimmer.
That's awesome. That's a good skill to have. It's a skill I do not have, and I regret not being able to do it. But I still just play around in the water sometimes. So.
All right, you want to tell her about the other things that we've done?
We also did a scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With our fall camp all around trees. We walked to 12 different places, then ate at Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a popular place to eat.
So this year we started a new partnership with Greenville University with their education classes. So Greenville has kind of started an initiative with their education students where rather than them going into classrooms to just observe classrooms, they are trying to get their education students to be more engaged, involved with students, and to develop their skills. So this semester we are working with, I think they have six students in a basic education level class where they're just starting to learn about students with disabilities. So all of our students did like an introductory video that they created about themselves, and we sent that to Greenville University. And we meet with them about every other week this semester. And one of the activities that Oscar is explaining to you was a scavenger hunt around Breeze. And it wasn't like, finding silly stuff. It was go to the library and find a book that you would want to read. Go to the gas station and how much would it cost to buy 10 gallons of gas? Those types of life skills. It's a really cool activity because they also get to practice community safety, crossing the road multiple times during that activity. And part of the reason we really love Paw Pals is because Oscar is 17, but some of our students are 20, 21 years old. Their same age peers are no longer in the school building. They are in health or in the community, in the workforce. So we really like the Paw Pals because it is their more appropriate same age peers that they get to interact with. So that's really cool. And I love that these guys are teaching future teachers about all of the awesome things that people with disabilities can do.
Yeah, what a fantastic program. I mean, that's an incredible thing. And hopefully you'll be able to involve some of the other universities within that same perimeter that Greenville is from you, and because that's something that is desperately needed is for teachers going out into the field for the first time to really have that understanding of the abilities that people have.
Absolutely. I know I have gotten some feedback from Dr. Foles, who is the director of the Department of Education, and she said that they have had a lot of really great conversations about the students genuinely being surprised by how students, how some of our students, how they communicate, how they can do all of, pretty much all the same things that they can do. It might be a little bit different, but it is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Oscar, do you have anything else you want to share before we move on to Quinn? Or Nick, I'm sorry, Nick is next.
Do you want to share your drawings?
Oh, yeah. Nick, one minute.
He wants to show you some of the
drawings. Oh, yeah, I see them down at the bottom. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Oh, little ours. My sister made a whole painting of herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, bud.
That's neat. All right. Well, Oscar, thank you so much. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to start going a little faster because I don't think I'm going to get to everybody if I keep talking as much as we have as each person. So,
All right.
So Oscar, thank you very much. And so now we have Nick coming up.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right.
So Nicole, I don't know if you've seen Michael's comment there, but he says you're an amazing teacher, person with an amazing heart, making a difference with this amazing program. And I wholeheartedly agree to that. And then we had another person who said, that's amazing. Glad to hear that they're doing that when you were talking about working with Greenville University. So who do we have now?
Nick.
Hi Nick. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Nick, how old are you, sir?
18.
And where do you live? In Germantown.
Okay.
And Nick is, he graduated, he walked through the graduation ceremony with his class last year. He has decided to continue his education at Central High School and is likely going to stay with us until he ages out or if he would get pulled on the PUNS list. I will say that one of the things that we have, when we were learning about self-advocacy, which I think Nick is going to talk to us about, all of the students did email the DHS to find out when they are going to be pulled on the PUNS list. That is something when the law now students and families do have the right to email and find out when they're going to be pulled on the PUNS list. And they give them at least an estimated date so then families and individuals can start planning more effectively for their future. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, that is definitely one thing. And I will say that most of our students have found that their estimated pull date is 18 months to 2 years after they graduate, which is way better than it used to be. But we still have a ways to go before there is no longer a lapse in services for individuals with disabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick, you've learned about self-advocacy. What are the most important things you took from those lessons?
Lots of things about self-advocacy. And I should talk to you what I mean. For example, I might need help or take a break. Self-advocacy is important because it helps you to be a better worker. My first when I went to speak to Dr. Jason Plummer, we talked about problems being people have teaching services after school. We also went to John Marsh's house to talk about the same thing. I think it's important to talk to classrooms because sometimes they don't even know there's a problem.
So
right.
Yeah, so Nick had I was really impressed with his insight there with that last line that Jason Plummer, whenever we talked to him, he thanked these guys for coming up and taking the time to speak to him because he didn't really, and like you said, no person can be an expert on everything. So he said that, you know, he didn't even realize that this was an issue and these guys pointing it out to him, you know, really did motivate him to start looking into this some more. And, you know, after this election cycle, we certainly want to go up and talk to Jason or whomever's our representative again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so incredible. And it's so amazing that you are able to share and that they'll take the time to listen, and you know, because they have a million things that they're doing. And so how did that process happen? Like, did you involve the students in making the appointment and all that sort of stuff?
So we reached out to Senator Plummer and Charlie Meyer's offices, and they were very quick in responding back to us and expressed interest in talking with us face to face. And they both like kind of left it up to us if we wanted to go to their local office or meet them in Springfield. And so we did one of each. We went to Springfield to see Senator Plummer, and then we went to Oakville or Eddyville to see Charlie Meyer. But they were both extremely supportive of our students. They listened attentively. I believe they do find this to be an important issue and want to find solutions. We actually did see some small changes pretty much immediately after we talked to Jason Plummer regarding opening up face-to-face meetings with some of the service providers, because they were still meeting virtually, which is really hard for some of our students and families. Sometimes that face-to-face interaction is really important.
Right. So, Nick, would you recommend to other people to reach out to their local politicians and their state representatives?
Yep.
You see the benefit in it?
Yes.
Very cool. So, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we have to go on to our next person?
No.
Nope. You've shared it all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking time out today. It is time for Quinn. Now it's time for Quinn.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready, Quinn? So this is Quinn Tebby.
Hi, Quinn.
Here's Quinn.
Nice to meet you.
Say hello.
So, hi, Miss Vicky. As she quickly runs off.
So Quinn is 19 years old. She is from Breeze. Quinn's disability is Rett syndrome. Rett's used to be on the autism spectrum, but now it is kind of on its own. So Quinn also uses a communication device. Hers is an iPad. Again, with this, with the Tobii SnapCore software.
Okay, perfect. And is Quinn, how old is Quinn?
Quinn is 19.
She's 19. So yeah. She's got another couple years yet before she'll be leaving you. And
yep, she okay. does. And, you know, Quinn's situation is very similar to many people, young adults with disabilities, where Quinn needs somebody to be with her all the time, constant care. So the difficult thing is that when she ages out, both of her parents work, and they will not be even close, I don't think, they'll be close to retirement age. So, you know, it becomes an issue for, if Quinn can't stay at home by herself, her parents have to work. It becomes a safety issue, if a parent has to quit their job to care for their adult child with disabilities, that becomes a financial burden on the family. So that is also an issue.
Right. Yeah. So Quinn, what concerns did you discuss with Senator Jason Plummer when you visited him in April?
All right, you ready? You want to tell me?
I told Senator Plummer that being pulled from the funds list after the age of 22 is a problem because my parents both have to work and I can't stay home by myself. I explained that I will lose some of the skills I have gained here in the FLS program and asked if there was any way to resolve this issue.
That's awesome. And so it sounds like what you said, there were some things implemented right away. Did he mention any sort of long-term goals, or was it just too new for him to even have any ideas?
I feel like it was a little too new to have any major ideas. He does have an individual working in his office She was from further south in Illinois, who she did her job prior to working in Springfield, was working with individuals with disabilities. So she was very informed about these issues. We've agreed that we're going to kind of stay in touch and revisit this issue. Unfortunately, the whole process of elections and stuff, I know, is takes up a lot of their time. So hopefully after this election next week, if he is still in office, we will revisit. If not, we will talk to our next person.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me some of the things, Quinn, that you can do when you go to the coffee house.
So I think Ashley's going to talk about the coffee house with you in a second, but Quinn wanted to tell you a little bit more about some of the issues that her other classmates talked about.
My apologies.
No, that's all right.
Some other issues brought up by my classmates with Senator Plummer were notifying emergency officials of people with disabilities and the difficult and confusing process of getting adult services.
Yeah, so one of our students, whenever he was talking about his concerns, was notifying, for example, if he would be pulled over by a police officer, letting them know that if there is a more efficient way for letting them know that he has a disability, he's not trying to hurt himself or others, but he, there needs to be a better way of doing that.
Right.
Not real sure. And that is something we did discuss with Senator Plummer and Charlie Meyer, whether that is some sort of flagging system within their database or, in their computer, whenever they pull people over,
right,
or a different colored background on an ID or something, that it immediately becomes obvious to the police officer that this person has a disability and may communicate differently or may have a reaction. It becomes a major safety issue that I know some of my students are concerned about and the families.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know who it is, but somebody says this is good information to have right before the midterms.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it is definitely. And I know I had Michael Burnson on a while ago, and he was talking about the that there are systems, I think it was called STAR, to alert the medical professionals, like the EMTs, about, that you might have this person when you go on this call might have this or that or the other thing. And so that helps inform them a little bit. So I'm glad to hear that that was something that you brought up to Senator Plummer for the police, because their jobs are so difficult that having exactly what you said, some sort of a notification of some sort that says, hey, you've got this situation when you're dealing with this person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know a former student that we had here at Central also has his driver's license and was pulled over for actually driving too slow. He was not being dangerous per se, but the police officer was concerned about him driving very slow. And this student has very limited verbal abilities, and that just opens up a whole range of concerns with, with policing. Definitely an area that we are also concerned about.
Yeah. So Quinn, is there anything else that you want to share?
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Are you finished? What do you think? Do you want to move on to Ashley? Okay. I think move on to Ashley.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring up Ashley. And Michael says STARS is the correct name. So good for me. My memory is working today. That's awesome.
Switch. Thanks, Ash.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. So tell us about Ashley, Miss Way.
This is the wonderful Ashley Garrido. She is, how old are you? 21. She is 21 years old. She is from Beckemeyer. And Ashley also uses a communication device. All three of our girls that use communication device, their devices are slightly different. Ashley's is really cool because it has a large speaker, which makes it very easy to hear in large rooms or in crowded restaurants where we take it and all of those places. So Ashley is becoming a pretty proficient user of her device.
That's fantastic. So, Ashley, why did your class decide to open the coffee house?
Why did you open the coffee house?
My class and I decided to open a coffee house to give myself, classmates, and future FLS students the opportunity to learn real job skills working with the public, so that when we graduate, we will be able to get a job and work independently or with assistance.
That's fantastic. And what do you specifically do there?
On Mondays, I work as a busser at a coffee house, and I work on the closing crew throughout the week.
So Ashley is a busser. She has a peer mentor that works along with her, similar to a job coach. And Ashley does a phenomenal job. She is just such a good worker. She enjoys being around her general ed peers, the customers that come to the coffee house, and she also enjoys the closing crew, we call it. So she, right now, she is working on, she takes out the trash and empties the ice. And what else do you do, Ash? Ice, yeah. Dry dishes. Yeah, do the dishes. So she's learning a lot of valuable job skills. And, you know, Ashley, one of the things that we heard from a lot of employers, it was sometimes people with disabilities just don't have the physical stamina to work a full shift. So that's one thing that we've been working with Ashley on, is just developing that physical stamina for working. She's up to like 30 to 45 minutes now of work time, and staying engaged and staying on task, and just being able to stand and move around that long. But we want to, our goal is to get our students up to about 2 hours. So we're still working on it, but definitely a big improvement from where she started.
Yeah, absolutely. So is the coffee house open to the public or just to the staff and students at Central?
So it's just open to the staff and students Monday through Fridays. We are open for an hour before school. But we did a couple last Friday. We were open to the public for our grand opening, just because we did not have any students that day. It was a teacher institute day, so we wanted to invite the public to come in and see what we were doing.
Awesome, yeah. Great. And so then you answered my second question of what days are you open. So,
with the coffee house, I just love that we're able to have an equal number of students with disabilities as students, their non-disabled peers working together. We've seen some just really amazing partnerships. For example, Ashley has her really awesome work buddy, Abby, does a great job with her. But I've also seen where our non-disabled coworkers are making accommodations without me even pointing anything out or asking me any questions or anything. They just notice that their coworker needs a little help in X, Y, or Z, and then they make a natural accommodation. It's just happening seamlessly. You know, the other thing that I really love about the coffee shop is these guys are learning valuable job skills that they may be able to put into place immediately after graduating, or whenever they get pulled on funds and they start working in the community with a adult service provider, but they are non-disabled peers. Those folks might be business owners or HR, folks.
Right.
And for them to know people with disabilities, see their value in the workforce, know that they are equal participants, I think is just really valuable for what we can do in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as far as the design and all of that, were the students involved in how it was going to look and where, I'm sure where it was going to be in the school, you didn't have a whole lot of choice, but what you were going to serve, as far as I know, it's coffee, but you have some baked goods too. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So all of our FLS students, they were involved from the get-go, literally from obtaining the money. They helped write the, several of the grants. Their families helped write letters of recommendation for the grants. We had several families that went with me or went in place of me in one case to some of the local organizations to seek support, financial support, to open the coffee house. We were able to open the coffee house at no cost to the school district. Everything, it was 100% funded by grants and donations, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And all of our FLS students and our regular ed peers that expressed interest in working at the coffee house, they selected, we were working with Renoco Coffee out of St. Louis, and Renoco brought some of their coffee and other products. We did a taste testing one day. These guys got to pick what they wanted to serve. We did price matching, price comparison, I should say, with, you know, buying products from Sam's versus getting them through Renoco, or we are actually getting our baked goods from Berkman's Bakery. You know, so we did some price comparison. And I also think it's just super cool with the coffee house that we're able to involve a lot of other classes outside the FLS class. One of our construction classes built benches for us. We had the AutoCAD class, architecture class. They did like a layout of what the coffee house was going to look like. The marketing classes are gearing up to work with us on marketing. You know, so we're trying, we have about 33% of the student body that is directly involved in the day-to-day operation of the coffee house.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And one final question, do they get paid to do this, or is it volunteer staff from students?
It is all volunteer. I don't think that we're going to get into the business of paying with cash money. I've had that question come up a couple of times. Like, what are we going to do with the product? To be honest with you, we are keeping the prices low to make it accessible to our students. So right now we're not seeing a huge profit. If we do end up making money on it, which we basically want to break even, if we do make a profit on it, we will be putting that right back into the coffee house or back into the FLS program. If we should have a time that we're making buku bucks, we would like to partner with Community Link and do some activities with Community Link. These guys just recently did the Chance to Dance dance party. We've talked about that it would be pretty cool to do maybe like an adult prom for the participants at Community Link, or just some other activities, because a lot of our students do end up going to Community Link. So we try to spend time and get them familiar with Community Link and the folks that work there, the participants, to help ease that transition for when they do get pulled on funds.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we can talk off camera, because having a prom like what you're talking about is something that's been on my mind for a while. And I've got some ideas and some people that have already agreed to help out. So we're going to have to get together and talk about that stuff. Ashley, is there anything else that you want to let us know before we move on to Damien?
She rides the bus and she lives in Illinois.
Okay.
Her mom and dad. Okay. All right. You want to say hi to mom? All right.
And I don't know who this is, but someone says, and I agree, that they love your smile.
She does have an awesome smile. Love Ashley. She's awesome.
So, Nicole, we had a question, and I wanted to wait till we were in the transition. So, Michael was asking if insurance covers the communication devices.
Yes. Yes, they do. Insurance does cover the communication devices. You want to come on in? So those communication devices are owned by the student, so they will take them with them. when they leave school. And but we thought it was really important to, you know, have them here before they graduated so they could learn how to use them effectively. And we have the support of our awesome speech language pathologist, Whitney Rathman. She works with the students one-on-one or in small groups to teach them how to use the device. And then she helps us learn how to program them and all of those kind of things. And I know that she is in contact with families with about that as well, to how to use them at home.
That's awesome. So who did we have join us?
This is Damien Rockers. Uh-oh. Hi, Damien. Love you, Grandma Debbie. That's awesome. So this is Damien Rockers. And Damien, how old are you?
15.
He is 15. He is from Beckemeyer. And Damien is our youngest and newest member of the FLS class. He joined us last year. Damien is just an awesome young man. He is happy all the time. This is pretty he's happy all the time. He likes to engage in all the activities that we do. He's willing to try all of the crazy things that Mrs. Wade comes up with.
So Damien, do you see this message from Mom? She says, "Hi, I'm so proud of you. Thank you, Mrs. Way and staff, for all you do." I agree, Mrs. Way, you are an amazing person. So you also have an amazing smile, Damien. So I hope to see that a lot during your time with me. What is your favorite thing about FLS?
My favorite thing about FLS is when we work together at CCC. I like working at CCC because I work hard to learn how to be a janitor.
So yes, Damien at CCC, he's working on janitorial skills amongst other things. And Damien is learning, basically he's cleaning the entire church and office building along with some of his peers. But you know, that's just a really valuable job skill that he would be able to utilize in several different ways. He's able to follow a checklist to move from activity to activity or job to job, and is doing a phenomenal job at that.
That's awesome. So is there more that you would like to tell me about that?
In FNS, we don't do worksheets. Instead, we practice real life things. I think that is a good thing.
I agree, because there's more to life than worksheets.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a big change for a lot of our students, you know, and families, because I think families are just used to, you know, what is my kid working on? I'm not seeing any worksheets. Well, we're working on real life things every single day. You know, we do a communication binder every night so that the parents can be informed about what we're doing. And we started like our class Facebook group, so families can see pictures, because I mean, we are engaged in life outside of this building almost on a daily basis, and in learning different job skills and independent living skills.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting and absolutely very useful. So if you were taking a class, Damien, what would be your favorite subject?
What's the favorite thing that you do? Put me on the spot. What's something that you really enjoy doing that we do during the week?
Cooking.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
What's your favorite topping on pizza?
Cake.
There you go. Did you say cake? Cheese. Oh, I was like, cake. That's a new kind of pizza. Cheese. Yeah, I like cheese too. So I got to ask one more question since we're talking pizza. Are you a thick crust or a thin crust person? Which one do you like better?
That's awesome. Can't go wrong with pizza, can you? Mm-mm. Nope.
All right. Is there anything else you want to share with us, Damien?
No.
Can I say hi to Mom?
No.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma.
They are very proud of you, and I think that's very, very important and very, what am I trying to say? Worth it. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
I'm having all kinds of problems, Damien. All right, can we get Blake?
Absolutely. Thanks, Damien. See ya.
Okay, then.
You can tell Blake it's his turn. Blake? No.
His mom just said hi to him again. There's a tiny delay between when the comments come in and when somebody says something. So
gotcha. So Blake is our final student. Blake, can you say hi to Shelley?
Hi, Blake. Nice to meet you. How are you today?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Good.
He's doing good.
Good.
So Blake, this is Blake Puppy. Blake, how old are you?
20.
Did you just have a birthday? I always have a hard time remembering right after my birthday.
You are 20 years old. And Blake lives in Greece. Oh, Blake, are you showing them you're wearing your coffee house shirts?
Yeah.
I know, you can see it right there. We got shirts made for the coffee house, and Blake worked at the coffee house today. So he's wearing his
shirt. Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So Blake is an awesome young man. He enjoys playing the piano. He actually performed in the talent show last year with our class. He played, what song did you play on the piano?
Don't Stop Believing.
And one of our students sang along, and I'm proud to announce that we won last year.
Wow, congratulations, that's awesome.
Blake is he's a talented musician, and Blake, What's your favorite thing to do, Blake? What do you like to do? I know you can see yourself on the camera. It's kind of cool. What is your favorite thing to do? What do you and Dad like to do?
What do you like to do? We like the Six Flags.
Well, yeah, we like amusement parks.
Oh, amusement parks.
He goes on roller coasters, and he loves trains and going on train rides.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blake, look.
Chanel says, hey, Blakers.
What?
Chanel. Do you see right here? Chanel. Is that mom's friend, Chanel?
Yeah.
She says hello. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Blake, can you tell us about the chance to dance?
Can you tell us about what you said about chance to dance?
It was great. It was on Wednesday, October 26th. I listened to the music. There was Kakini, Butterfield, and Charza. There were a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I don't know what's wrong with my speaking here in the last few minutes. It wasn't just kids from Central, right?
No, there were students from, we had 11 different schools, 13 different classes that participated. Yeah. We had a little over 100 students with disabilities. Like I said, their entourage, because, you know, we don't travel light.
Right.
We had about 75 staff members, and we had another 30 students, non-disabled students, that volunteered to help us just have an awesome time. It was amazing. We had so much fun.
That's awesome. Blake, what kind of music do you like most?
What kind of music do you like?
Piano.
Yeah, so the piano.
Like the piano.
You are wearing short sleeves. I know on the camera it looks like you're wearing long sleeves. That is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite song?
Don't Stop Believing.
And what else do you like to listen to?
The Journey.
Journey. That song. Do you like anything by Josh Turner? What song do you like?
Long Black Train.
Long Black Train. He likes songs about trains.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So did you like Drew Baldridge coming in earlier? Is that your style of music?
Yeah.
Did you like it when Drew Baldridge played at the pep rally? Is that cool or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. So you are 20. What will you do after you leave Central High School?
Central High School.
What are you going to do whenever you graduate next year?
Graduate.
What are you going to do? Are you going to work in the community?
Community.
Are you going to work in the community again?
Ace Hardware.
So his parents own Ace Hardware. So Blake is interested in working at Ace Hardware. But I know that his family is also interested in exploring some other opportunities for working. One of the things that Blake is really, really good at, again, is the janitorial skills. This man can clean bathrooms like nobody's business. He's really, really good at it and really pretty fast and efficient. Blake also, our class is responsible for the recycling program here at Central. So he goes around and collects recycling from over 50 classrooms and offices. And he also works with shredding confidential documents. So, I just see a lot of potential job opportunities with those skills that he has. We just have to find the right businesses who want to give Blake a chance and make sure that those services are in place for him to have a job coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Blake, is there anything else that you would like to tell us today?
Do you want to tell them anything else?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy being on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell Shelly? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was nice to get to meet you, and thank you for spending some time with me today.
Okay.
Okay.
You can go back to the conference room. Okay.
Bye
bye. See ya.
So Nicole, what's on the horizon?
I'm never satisfied with the status quo. We just want to continue. Our next big endeavor is I really want to start getting our students that are getting ready to age out in the community with a school provided job coach, so they get used to that kind of feel for working. They've been working by the time they are getting close to aging out, they would have been working at CCC in the coffee house for several years. So I just see that as the next natural progression in helping them prepare for that transition into adult life. So that is definitely on the horizon for next year. But that also means that I'm going to need business partners to be willing to take a chance on these awesome individuals, our students, and this program. So my goal for this coming once after the holidays is to go and talk to business the chain of like the Breeze Chamber of Business. What is that? Business?
Chamber of Commerce.
Chambers of Commerce. That's it. Yeah. Talking with them, and I've talked to them about like the coffee house and that kind of thing. And they were extremely supportive of that. But I just want to get out there and talk to people. I know Community Link is always looking for business partners, and they have an awesome business partner in Nashville with the Republic of Tea, which is phenomenal. But we, Nashville's pretty good haul from here. We need opportunities for our students right here. And that's going to be our next big endeavor.
So if any businesses are listening and they want to participate, how would they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of the school. Our number here is 618-526-4578, or you can email me at nweh@centralcougars.org. I would love to talk to any businesses that would be interested in partnering with us.
All right. Awesome. Well, I have so enjoyed this. I have been following your program probably since the beginning, even before you had the Facebook group, because I know Renee, and so I was aware of things that were happening in her life. And I'm just really in awe, Nicole, of all the amazing things that you're doing. And like I said in the advertisement for today, that you dare to dream, and you have people around you supporting you in those endeavors. And it's wonderful to be a part of your program, even though I'm on the outside of it, just watching it. And it's been such a joy.
Thank you.
To get to talk to all of your students today and just to see how so many people are experiencing them and their abilities and focusing on that and getting to know them and the wonderful people that each one of them are. I wish I would have had more time with each of them for each of them to share more. And I apologize to any parents who are like, no, you're sending my kid off before I'm ready for them to be done. I do have to try to maintain a somewhat semblance of a decent length show. So, again, thank you so very much. Thank you to everyone who participated, who commented. Make sure that you are supporting this program if you are in their local area. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel, because I have more programs like this every week, and I'd love to share them with you and all that's going on in the world. So thanks, everyone. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.